The iconic building would have been lit by candles and fancy oil lamps, and the eye-catching window displays would have attracted the ladies and gentlemen of the era, preferring a little of the finer things in life. Adrian Carlin worked in the department store in the 1970s and remembers fondly the window dressers of Harrods in London coming over to Austin's.
They would have shown you anything in terms of the window dressing. Of course, you were learning hands-on. I was one of the fortunate few. There were a few of us that were able to go on and help her. And by helping her, you learned the tricks of the trade. Because you're not just merchandising run-of-the-mill stuff. You're merchandising, in those days, quality merchandise. It was an absolute treat to handle the merchandise. And they work with quality handmade, handcrafted stuff.
Through the good times and the bad times, staff were loyal to the company.
It's seeing the worst of the troubles, and you were right there in the middle of it, and you were upset because you had to evacuate the building, and you were wondering, were you going to have a job the next day? To live in that fear and to have a firm that had a jovial, happy-go-lucky nature about it, you know, that was the other side of the strict side of the upstairs, downstairs type of environment.
And of course, that staircase.
I loved the staircase. There was one very special old man who was the security man, Harry Wilson. He used to come up the stairs and put up the umbrella in the haberdashery. And when the store was closed, he and I would sing Singing in the Rain, and we would come down the stairs, and sometimes I'd slide down the banister. You know, I have many beautiful memories of that. It was a privilege to shop in there. People were treated so special.
The special personal touch of you shared by those who graced the aisles.
I loved Austin's, and it's been a constant bugbear of mine, like the multinational globalisation of soulless interiors of all the shops, all the same. Everywhere you go, you see the same names, and it's just horrible to see another bastion fall into corporate. The nice personal service inside, the lovely restaurant upstairs. It was just a nice experience.
We go to Austin's maybe a couple of times a week. You could always get a wee bit of lunch if you're needing it and all.
Not forgetting, of course, Belfast had Robinson Cleaver at Christmas. Derry had Austin's.
The Christmas wonders. Loved them even as a child. Loved them now even as a very old child.
And what do you remember about the Christmas windows?
It was just exciting to see them doing them, and you knew Christmas was here whenever the windows appeared. It was officially Christmas.
I remember coming when we were younger to see the toys, and the toy shop was in it, and to see the decorations and the wonder. And my mother loved it. Sad to see it going.
Christmas and Santa and that, it was always lovely when they had that, you know. And it's just very, very sad today.
A sad end to 186 years trading. Sad too, perhaps, to hear back in 2003 for a television programme, Declan and Luke Hassan discuss the future of the store when faced with the opening of Debenhams in the city.
It's a defining moment, but it's a very challenging one. And I would think we would be taking probably quite painful decisions in some ways in the time ahead to try and adjust to the arrival of Debenhams.
I suppose we'll know if we're winning if we're only 10% down to Christmas. We've obviously had to face challenges for 175 years. On a very regular basis, people come, people go, stores come, stores go, but we're still here. We'll win. Austin is a very powerful brand.
A poignant outlook for Austin's, as shared by these local shoppers.
It's a very sad day for the town. It's going to affect a lot of local traders' footfall and all the rest. It's going to have an impact on everything. It's been there for such a long time. It's a landmark. Anybody, strangers, come to town, if you say meet at Austin's, everybody knows where it is. Sad day, very, very sad day.
There's no surprise when I heard it. I would have expected it, almost.
Something should have been done. Maybe to advise them, you know, to go different ways.
It's sad, isn't it? It's a rent and rich in this city, it's crippling the businesses. Sad to see it going. Terrible. Who's next? That's all I can say.